Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and in this program, we discuss ways to look at our lives, ourselves, the world, our experiences through the lens of consciousness, astrology, spiritual perspective, and a sense of soul knowledge. The show has been on the air for about 4 years now, so thank you to all of you who have participated energetically and listened to the program through the years. And if you are new, welcome. I'm glad you found this program, and I hope it serves you and offers you some wonderful insights about your journey and what you're going through right now. I am an author, an astrologer, a spiritual teacher, and a business coach. I also do channeled messages and various other offerings, and you can find all of that on my website at consciouscoolchic.com. And be sure to join the email list, because then you will receive a free ebook. It's 44 pages of good stuff in there that you can start reading and enjoying now. Now, I am a work-at-home mom, and my life has been pretty crazy, if you will, for the past 18 months or so. And so in the background, you will hear my little boy running around or playing or talking. It's great. He's a very happy little one, so I like that his energy is present in this show and podcast. And you might hear me have to give him some Cheerios, which we call Ro-Ros. So I like to do that disclaimer, because if you're new to the program, that's what's going on. So in this show, we're going to start by exhaling. We're going to start by simply coming into ourself, into your solar plexus, okay? Put your hand or your attention on your belly. That's your third chakra, your solar plexus. And I want you to feel your belly expand with deep inhales and exhales, deep breaths, deep relaxing breaths that go all the way down into your belly. And if you have practiced yoga before, then you know this is something that is typically emphasized, where you really breathe deeply into your belly. And we need to do that right now, in order to give ourselves that grounding breath, that sense of peace, that exhale, that feeling that I am well within myself right now. I am accessing peace within myself right now. And you can do that at any time, by simply drawing your focus there. Now, I specifically felt guided to talk about the solar plexus, because that is the third chakra that's associated with personal power. And that is a big deal right now, because I don't know if you heard, but the U.S. just had an election. Did you hear about that? Did you hear? Yeah, it's kind of been a thing. It's kind of been a thing going on. Some people are talking about it. And it's really been an earth shake for many. And we're going to talk about the energies of it. This is not a political show. This is not about what you should believe or how you voted or what we should or shouldn't have done. No, no, no. This is about being very grounded and realistic, and understanding that no matter who was elected to this role, we were going to have lessons and challenges. We're gonna talk about that, because I think that it's really easy to think, oh, if Hillary had won, this would have been better. And in a lot of ways, you know, we wouldn't have had the unrest, right? Because she was bringing forward a different ideology that was inclusive, that was, you know, understanding of the bigger picture. You know, we can look at her resume and her experience and all this stuff. But, you know, you have to know, too, that Hillary was also bringing forward old energy. And in a sense, you wonder, well, you know, there's things that would have come into play eventually for her to be in that power role. You know, alliances and egos and some power stuff and some things she's done behind the scene and choices she's made. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I don't like Hillary. And okay, you know, for all your reasons of not liking her, there's also the sense that she was not really resonating with everybody either. I mean, no one candidate will resonate with everybody. But it's the understanding that either way this played out, either way the cards landed on the table, there were going to be challenges. And so what I believe has happened is that we there's been an acceleration of energy because we are now too awake to relive or re-experience some big lessons that we've had even back in 2001 with the September 11 attacks that happened in New York City. You know, that obviously was a catastrophe and traumatic and, you know, had its huge global consequences. But we're so much more awake than even that event. And yes, I'm being U.S.-centric here. I know that there's other events around the world that have transpired since then, but I am focusing here on the U.S. energy. The United States is entering a huge period of transformation. And astrologically, it's showing up as Pluto in Capricorn opposing the United States Sun in Cancer, but also what is called the Pluto return. And this is when Pluto, after 270 years or so, returns to its original place and something gets torn down to be rebuilt. That's the period we're entering. There's not one way to do that. There's not a right way to do that. There isn't one person who's going to make it easy for us. There are leaders who are going to show us our choices, what needs to change, what has to transform, what is not acceptable anymore. And our own consciousness contributes to that. So as you're looking around and thinking, I'm just one person, my vote didn't matter, I'm small, I'm not, you know, even sure what I'm doing here, don't ever downplay your contribution or your significance, and don't look at it as one, I'm just one person in millions. Because what it's about is not just the numbers, it's the energy that you put out. And we talk about this a lot in terms of, you know, you think about how, I believe it's actually David Wilcox who wrote a book and who contributed this knowledge that when you operate from love and you're at a place of happiness and understanding and you're at a place where you're vibrating faster and higher, that frequency then can affect 750 angry people. And I could have those numbers wrong, but that's the idea. It's understanding that the frequency that you're at, the vibration you're at, is what has the most effect. It really does. So that's why we can't look at ourselves as I'm one in a million, I'm one vote, I didn't vote, I'm not. You know, you can't do that. You have to understand that it's more than that. It's your frequency and your vibration. And that's all contributed to the acceleration of energies right now. And what I mean by that is think of a spiral that just started spinning faster. I actually get an image of like a spiral inside a dishwasher where it's like the water just gets spinning faster and faster and more intensely and more intense, and it's meant to be purifying and cleansing, and it's meant to help get out what needs to be cleaned, you know, bring it up, bring it out. So understand that we are moving through a phase of transformation no matter what the political structures or political choices are or would have been. I'm also a practical person. And by the way, I do have work experience in politics. Like, this, it's an arena that I know. And so it does matter. And I don't want to downplay that because we live in the real world. And the choices that the Supreme Court passes or that our local city council makes affects us on a daily basis, on a neighborhood, you know, in your community. And so what you're doing here is you're looking at how you can contribute, how you can educate, how you can be a part of what is transpiring right now, like actively be a part, to not just sit back if you feel passionately about something. The other thing is to look at what messages spiritual leaders are handing out right now and if they are true for you or not. And I had a really good conversation yesterday with a client, a dear friend, who was just pretty much upset, if you will, and surprised and taken aback by some messages that different spiritual leaders have been sharing. And that is always a good place for you to check in. Because if something is off for you, it shows where you've grown. It shows that you've moved through more parts of yourself where you're not just taking in what other people say, but you're really observing and even evaluating it to ensure that it does match the higher vibrations and frequencies that are important to you. For example, you know, every spiritual leader and teacher has a right to their opinion. And just because their opinion is different than yours doesn't mean it's meant to be inflammatory or that it's spreading hatred or that it's negative. It's just a different opinion. And we have to be better at allowing different opinions, but we also have to be stronger in ourselves, check in and discern that it is love-based. And that's a lot of what's been triggered here, is that we see where there is not a lot of love-based, where it's a lot of fear-based. And that's why people are pissed off, right? And they're angry, and they're like, how can this happen? And there's a lot of people that are turning a blind eye to the reality of things, and they have all these energies, right, all these dynamics going on. And that's why you have the ability to return to your belly, solar plexus, that third eye, that third chakra, that is where you breathe deeply, you call in your grounding, your power, your sense of self, and you know where you are right now on your journey. You know where you've been. You know what you've experienced. No one else truly does on your level. That's something that we each have. So understanding what fits for you and your vibration is what's going to serve you the best right now. And are you generating joy in yourself? And are you focused on how you can be happy and how you can create what you need to create for yourself right now that lifts your vibration, that lifts your frequency? No one else can answer that. We are still absolutely in charge of creating our lives, but we co-create it with the universe. The universe isn't outside of you. The universe isn't more powerful than you. It co-creates with you. What choices you make, what intentions you set, what actions you take, your thoughts, your beliefs, you are still absolutely in charge of that and what you want in your life. So how are you owning your power, owning your life, moving on, and understanding that you have the ability to create what you want in life? this past weekend, I was really overdue for a haircut. I just was wearing my hair up all the time because I couldn't even have it down. And I went and got my hair chopped off a good 4 inches because I have really long hair. Chopped off 4 inches, which, of course, is an automatic lifting and, you know, the less weight to carry, and I've just felt better. But then next door to this hair salon, the first time I've been there, I just found it, and next door there was this amazing rock and crystal store. And I went in there and felt grounded. I felt better. I felt a sense of, well, I don't know about you, but I go into a crystal shop and I'm like, I want everything in the store. I want to buy all of it. But I bought a few select items that I was drawn to, and I found some cool things. And, you know, you don't even have to buy anything. You just to be in the presence of the grounding energy of the crystals and the rocks makes a difference. And that, for me, felt perfect. And it's that kind of a simple experience where you come back to your own sense of happiness and what brings you joy. Because the world has been through turmoil before, and it's going to go through more in the future. And you don't have to be tuning out or oblivious to it, right? Because we have our feelings about things. But at the end of the day, you're still in charge of what you do and how you go about it. I think later today I'm going to take my son to the beach. We're going to go play on the beach just to enjoy the beach. And that's something we can do. You know, we'll go to a playground or go to something where it's fun. So don't forget about that part of yourself too right now. Also important is the exercising and moving energy through your body and the taking care of your physical self, because all of that helps you when these energies pick up and when they're so big. One of the elements, too, right now is how things are going to be changing more globally. During the next 8 years. And people who listen to the show, you tend to be, you know, ahead of the mass consciousness, ahead of the curve, if you will. So what you practice and do now is going to serve you for years to come. It's also going to help you talk to people who are really upset and really fearful and give them ways to care for themselves. I mean, that's one of the ways that we support each other right now, is that because you are doing this work now, or you have this information and this knowledge now, it's understanding that you can be an example to help others, whether that's, you know, a sister, your daughter, a partner, your friends, just giving them insights and sharing what you do can help, and that matters as well. Recommending books, recommending resources, recommending meditations, recommending websites. I mean, it's anything that you come across that you know other people would benefit from and particularly find some peace and answers. And then there's the fact that we have to honor that not everyone is not everyone is interested in growing. And you probably know some of those people too. They're not interested in change. They are traditional. They are very much attached to the constructs of the third dimension. They are very much interested in maintaining the status quo, in maintaining what they have, their resources, their power, their role, their titles, their community. And that's what we're seeing as well right now, is that these energies are accelerating, right? They're accelerating as more of us are in the 5D, fifth dimension. And we see people who don't want to do that and don't have any interest or desire to change anything. And we have to understand that that's part of this matrix, okay? That's part of this energy of the globe. It's part of what is going on and what was being shown to us. And we can't let that stop us from what we are creating for ourselves. You can't let that stop you from your happiness, from your joy, from your choices. Because when people choose to stay in that 3D experience, third dimensional experience of polarity and duality, there's a heavy, I call this the earth consciousness, and it's a sense of I'm really focused on what I can see, what I can get, what I can be, what I can touch. It's all about the senses. And it also has a desire for, well, I'm just hearing the word struggle. That's not totally accurate, but it's almost like that desire, that ego desire to keep proving, to keep having the ambition, to keep going, and to do so in a way that proves a part of yourself, a part of your life, a part of your worth, a part of your value. So what we're doing is we're experiencing awakening consciousness in the fifth dimension. My son is experiencing a tantrum because he wants to hold the phone. He loves buttons. He wants to hold my phone. And so how fitting is that, right? It's like having a tantrum for what you can't have. And he cannot have the phone, but he's going to struggle to have the phone because that is what he perceives as valuable until he gets his milk. So what we're doing here is understanding that people are making choices, consciously or unconsciously, and they're choosing to remain in what they know, and they don't want to move forward. They don't want to change. And so how we honor that is our spiritual growth. And how we detach and honor ourselves is our spiritual growth. Maintaining the higher vibration and frequencies, regardless, is also part of our spiritual growth. And so as these energies continue to accelerate and decisions are made, I anticipate some things falling apart fast. I anticipate some things coming together quickly. So understand that it's going to keep evolving and revolving so that there's this turnover that actually will happen faster than it has before. If a president is impeached, someone steps in sooner. If a system isn't working and it needs to come apart or be reworked, that could happen faster than in previous times. So understanding that we have a quickening of energies right now is going to help you move through it as long as you're also able to find stability within yourself, to feel safe and calm within yourself, to feel that responsibility and power within yourself, that responsibility of I'm in charge of my experience no matter what. I'm taking this on. You know, I'm able to experience this today because I choose my today. So return to yourself as a source of what you need. And know that the bigger picture that's unfolding is helping actually more people do that if they choose to. There are people who will never choose it, who will never want it, who will always want to be in their small town that's going broke and there's no jobs and there's no business and there's no development, and that's their choice to stay there. Just one example, of course. But they are powerful to make choices, and that's what they're choosing. So we honor that. It's just a matter of saying, okay, well, that's what you're choosing. If you are interested in more support for your spiritual growth and development, I am going to be offering a monthly class, and it is going to be paid. It's going to be a low amount every month because it's really for people who are serious about their spiritual growth. I do a lot for free. I do this podcast. I do my blog. I do emails. I do social media. There's a ton of stuff I give you for free that I love to put out there. Even my books. Sometimes I can give my books away for free. But this class is going to be a mentoring, spiritual mentoring group that we're going to meet regularly, daily, really, and help and have different focuses every month. So if you are interested in that, that will be coming out December or January. I'm bringing together the final pieces, but you'll hear about it more through my email list. It'll be open to anyone who wants to be a part of that. One of the things that's important to me is that you have a sense of value in it. And so it's not going to be big. It's going to be a small group so that you have attention and that you are with a community that is supportive, that is uplifting, that is understanding, that is saying, okay, I see what you're learning here, I can help you, or this is a perspective, or this is a challenge, and this is what is going on, and you get that feedback, but you also can give it to others. I mean, if you feel like you've learned and you're ready to share what you've learned, this would also be a good venue for that. So that is my spiritual mentoring group that will be coming here in a little bit. There will be information on it on my website, and there will be information about it through email. So I want to give you a heads up on that because would love for anyone who wants that support to participate. And it's also there's no contract or anything. It's just, you know, do it as you want. And then that's it. You can leave whenever. You're not captive. You're not a prisoner. But I hope that it helps you with whatever you're experiencing right now. So I share that because it is a time still of ongoing change for many. And yet for those of us who are more conscious or more aware, we understand that we have the power within ourselves to continually create our reality and to be in charge of that, to own it, and to not feel that the sky is falling, that the world is ending, because we know that all of it is spiritual lessons, spiritual growth in the earthly realm, and that we can move through it with greater happiness, joy, abundance, awesome stuff, and that's our choice to make. Just like today, I am choosing to go have some fun at the beach and doing a few other things that make me happy, and then, you know, life goes on. And tomorrow's a new day. So make that commitment to yourself that as energies accelerate, you are in charge of your energy, and that is where your power is, and you own it. I hope to see you back here for our next episode soon. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for listening to my son in the background. And thank you for being here at this time. Wish you the very best, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.